Rabbi David Seth Kirshner leads the conservative temple Emmanuel in Closter, New Jersey. He plans to send a clear message in his sermon that the U.S. cannot tolerate the use of chemical weapons.
We can't live in a world after the Holocaust where Jews and Gentiles alike proclaim never again. And we can watch as a dictator gasses his own people innocently.
Rabbi Kirshner will tell his congregation that Congress must support the resolution authorizing a military strike in Syria.
Failure to approve this resolution would weaken United States credibility to prevent the use of proliferation of unconventional weapons, and it would greatly endanger our country's security and interests and Israel's.
Some rabbis have signed a petition urging Congress to authorize President Obama to use force in Syria. Among them is Orthodox Rabbi Avi Weiss. He heads the Hebrew Institute of Riverdale in the Bronx.
If one is silent in the face of what has occurred just in recent weeks, then one is acquiesced and one is inviting more such horrors. And the Syrians have to hear a very, very clear message that this is going to be unacceptable to the world.
Other rabbis, however, are not planning to bring up Syria in their Rosh Hashanah sermons. Jeremy Kalmanovsky serves as rabbi at the conservative synagogue Anshe Hesed on the Upper West Side.
I have no intention of saying, you know, this is what I hope the United States does or something like that. I think one needs a degree of policy expertise about which I'm no more qualified than any other person.
Still others are taking a middle-of-the-road approach. Andy Bachman of the Reform Beth Elohim congregation in Park Slope, Brooklyn, says he'll encourage his congregants to discuss the Syria crisis, but he won't be taking a position on what the U.S. needs to do.
One wouldn't really want to endorse one view over another, but rather encourage the community broadly to engage itself and then to choose among themselves about what kind of actions they would want to take as impassioned and informed Jews.
Rabbi Bachman says his congregants should make their own choices in how to bring a sense of goodness and justice to the world, especially during the high holy days. For WNYC, I'm Morella Ivrak.